Time for our weekly conversation with the pride of Philadelphia, Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Drapes.
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing today?
I am doing very well, thank you. What's going on in your world?
Nothing much, man. Just getting the news about Cam Newton off the COVID list, ready for some Patriots football finally on Sunday. Hope all goes well this week.
Absolutely, and boy, it's been a real example that the Patriots have set here. Since the NFL's not really doing it right, the Patriots as a team have certainly taken charge of things during all this and with the support of Bill Belichick.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it has to be. You know, teams can't look to the NFL for direction on this. Sure, NFL has the billions of dollars and things like that, but ultimately, you know, it's sort of like we're learning in this country, Rich, you know, if we look to our elected leaders to guide us, you know, they failed us this year. So it's sort of on each of us as individuals to do the right thing. And it's good to see the Patriots, you know, pretty much stomp this out, you know, with four cases. Didn't really lead to a tremendous outbreak, and that's good to hear.
Why is it, do you think, that the NFL didn't prepare more for this and allow maybe some extra bye weeks, some wiggle room if teams got in trouble like this?
That's a great question because I, you know, ultimately everything goes back to money, right? But I don't see how, you know, pushing the Super Bowl back a couple of weeks, building in some built-in time, especially during this pandemic era, really cost the NFL money. To me, the way the NFL is doing it now, it will cost them money, right? You know, because you'll have to change things at the last minute, and so. Maybe it's just a failure in leadership. And, you know, Roger Goodell was praised in the early weeks of the season, the first couple of weeks when zero positive tests came back. But since then, we're seeing the flaws in some of their protocols. And it only made sense, you know, to build in a couple of extra weeks. Like, instead of being proactive, you know, the NFL is being reactive. They should have known that, you know what, the likelihood of getting positive tests is very high. So let's build in some weeks towards the end of the season, at the end of the season, where we can reschedule games. It's like they didn't even think of that.
Trade deadline is coming for the Patriots. Is there anything out there that they need and might be able to get their hands on?
Well, I still think, you know, I would still like another receiver on that offense. I don't know any names out there. You know, there are some guys on the free agent wire, you know, some retreads, but, you know, guys like Muhammad Sanu. But, you know, I don't think, you know, they'll go that right route. You know, there's some talk maybe Golden Tate, you know. But I do think they need a little help at the wideout core. I think outside of that, you know, ideally you'd love to have a tight end, but those, you know, are hard to come by. You know, we're talking about stud tight ends. You know, maybe you improve the defensive line as well. But, you know, I think, you know, when you look at it offensively especially, you know, how much are we going to ask of Julian Edelman? N'Keal Harry's still only a second-year player. So I still think they're one receiver away from being a really deep playoff run contender.
We're talking with Kyle Draper here on Downtown. Well, we're in the offseason now for the NBA. The Lakers, the world champions, as a lot of people expected. Were they, when all was said and done, obviously they proved it on the court, but were they the best team?
Yeah, I think so. When you look at it, the thing about the Lakers that you know, nobody really talks about, they can play a number of different ways. You want to go big, they can throw their big guys out at you. You want to go small, we saw them do it against the Houston Rockets, they can go small as well. And it doesn't hurt when you have two of the best five players in the league also. And so give the Lakers credit, you know, they were the best team, you know, second or third best record during the regular season. To come out of the West, as tough as it is, think about all the teams that they had to go through, the Rockets. You know, you're talking about a Portland team that was red hot, Damian Lillard playing the best ball of his career. And then to beat Denver also. And then a Miami team that is a lot better than people gave them credit for during the regular season. So it was an impressive run for the Lakers.
What's up next for the Celtics? What's the next decision they need to make?
I think they wait and see what Gordon Hayward is going to do, right? Mm-hmm. He has to opt in to next year at $34 million. I think depending on what he does, let's say he decides to opt out. If I'm the Celtics, I may look at re-signing him, but just on shorter money. Obviously not that max deal. Maybe a three-year, $60 million contract, because it's not like you're going to get a whole lot of cap space with him leaving. Then you look at maybe some trade scenarios. They have three first-round picks, Rich. I can't imagine that they would make all three picks. Maybe they'll make the picks and stash somebody overseas or something like that. But maybe you make some sort of minor move to get you a veteran coming off the bench, you know, dangle out one of those first-round picks to go out there and get somebody. So I think that's the key for the Celtics. I can't imagine if they make all three of those first-round picks, but they need some veteran help on that bench.
Boston Bruins spending a lot of time at the doctor's office, off-season surgery for Pasta, Marchand, several guys. Is it time for Don Sweeney to make some moves and shore up this roster a little bit?
Yeah, I think so, and I thought they would have been more active in the free agent market, right? You know, Look at, you know, some of the deals that they, you know, was handed out around the league. It's not like, you know, Taylor Hall couldn't have been had, you know, a one-year, $8 million deal that he signed. I mean, they need an infusion of talent. And now you're talking about Pasta and Marchand perhaps most likely missing the start of the season as well. So where is this Bruins team at? You know, it might be stuck in mediocrity this upcoming season. And as we know, that's never where you want to be, right? You want to be either rebuilding or a contender. And the Bruins are sort of stuck in the middle, I think, going into this next season.
Interesting talk about the Red Sox potentially going public. Should I be saving my spare change, Kyle, so I can invest in Red Sox stock?
Yeah, get a couple of shares out there. It's surprising, right? Because I got to imagine it's a major moneymaker, right? You know, you're talking about, you know, some of the highest ticket prices out there. But maybe, you know, with the pandemic and no fans in the stands, that kind of thing, maybe this is a business move. I won't believe it till I actually see it, though. If I'm John Henry, you know, obviously we know he has many different holdings out there. Now the question is, you know, is his priority really on the Red Sox anymore with Fenway Sports Group looking to expand and grow? And so I'll believe it when I see it. But wouldn't that be cool, though, you know, a New Englander owning a piece of the Red Sox? How about that?
Well, you know, I bought shares in the Celtics years ago, and Danny never calls me for trade advice.
Exactly. That's why they haven't won yet. He hasn't consulted with you. I'm out right now telling him to give you a call.
All right. That's a pretty good plan. Drapes, when can we see you on TV again?
I'll be back on tonight at 6:30, our Bella Early Edition. I'll be with Trenny. We'll react to the news that Cam Newton is off the COVID reserve list. So he'll be at practice tomorrow, potentially even playing on Sunday. So we'll talk about that at 6:30.
All right. We'll be watching tonight. Kyle, thanks as always. Have a great week, and we'll check in with you next Wednesday.
Okay, Rich, talk to you soon.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, and Dan Tetz.